Any myths or misperceptions you see out in the community regarding ET?
So I think there's a couple of misperceptions. One, that everybody needs aspirin. So aspirin is kind of a tricky subject in ET. There's no prospective data, certainly no prospective randomized data, support the use of aspirin in ET, say comparing aspirin versus no aspirin. Now, that's all extrapolated from polycythemia vera. There are clinical trials that did include aspirin as part of their treatment regimen, but is also looking at other things, so it's hard to say. And as we kind of get into the molecular genetics of each of these diseases, it's clear that the patients with JAK2V617F mutations are way more likely to clot than, say, folks with calreticulin mutations. And in fact, patients with calreticulin mutations may have a higher tendency for bleeding, particularly on aspirin. So for, say, a lower-risk patient who has a calreticulin-mutated ET, I don't necessarily recommend aspirin for them, unless they are having symptoms that I think aspirin can help make them feel better. Say they are having headaches or other microvascular disturbances, I might go with the aspirin. But for someone who's relatively asymptomatic, wouldn't necessarily add in the aspirin for them.